Well, it's the big show.
Biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Bomb Factory. They will host Ticket Fight Night next month. And they're a longtime sponsor of this segment where we take a look at the big entertainment acts running through Dallas-Fort Worth over the next 7 days, talk about them, and then we vote on which we think is the biggest show coming to town. All right, this week we have six candidates for that lofty title. And let's start with candidate number one, which is the candidate that we usually start with. Tonight, right next door at the American Airlines Center, Adam Lambert and Queen.
It was something big. Man, there's about 50 semis out there. Have you talked to anyone who's gone to this presentation?
No.
Adam Lambert as Freddie Mercury?
They've been to town before, but this is the first time that they've been here since Bohemian Rhapsody took America by storm. So I guess there's new heightened interest in this tour.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear how he sounds.
He's got a really powerful voice. He's a really good singer.
I want to hear him start belting because this
is... But he's no Freddie Mercury.
Well, who is, though?
Right. That's the point.
It's kind of so unfair. So here's where he goes high, right? All right.
Sounds pretty good.
Pretty good. No Freddie Mercury, but there was only one of those.
That's right.
Brian May will be here tonight. Roger Taylor.
It's all the same guys, right?
Yeah.
It's greatness.
It's pretty cool.
Wait, Georgia, you mang Brian May?
No, of course not. He's great. I just wonder, when they do this, if the original members kind of look around and go, why are we doing this?
What do you mean?
Or do they think this is great? This is like the good old days.
Yes, I think the latter. I think they're loving it.
Think about what a fun time you have playing music.
Yeah.
And why those guys have to just end their careers because you think it's unseemly that they're old and on stage.
I'm not calling for an end to their careers. I just wondered how they felt.
Well, it's kind of the same argument you always make for The Fix when they're playing a Starbucks. You know, your argument is they love their music and their new music and they have fun with it. So I bet these guys are having the same fun.
Yeah.
And I think it's a much bigger stage.
They don't play Starbucks.
Than the Starbucks
members.
And,
it's different.
And I think, you know, when I've heard Brian May interviewed, they're loving the resurgence of their music and the new popularity and the new generation that's discovered them because of the movie.
Yeah, people seem to be into it. So more power to them. It must be quite a setup. Because like I said, you can always tell the really big shows is when you see the largest amount of trucks out front.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a ton out there.
All right, that's candidate one. Candidate two, biggest show coming to town this week. Thursday night at the theater at Grand Prairie, Monsta X.
Y'all know what it is, man.
This is another wildly popular Korean boy band.
Mm-hmm. Okay, man. Let's go.
What's the deal with Korean boy bands?
I don't know, but someone very close to me is very into this band. That's all I hear about. Monsta X.
Their albums go to number one immediately on the Korean charts, and recently they've hit the top 10 on the U.S. charts.
Not bad.
What is Juhani going to wear? I wonder what Juhani is going to wear.
God, you know their names. George, you're our boy band expert. You know much about them?
No, I've heard of them. Sounds like Gordo knows more about them than I do. It's not bad, though, what I'm hearing.
There's
Juhani.
Juhani. Juhani, I think his name is.
And Kian.
One of them. There's like seven of them.
Wanho, Shonu, I.M., and Hung Wong. My sources tell me this will be sold out tonight at the theater.
Coordinated dance moves.
My sources told me there were still tickets available.
Let's go with your sources.
If anybody works for this theater and has prime backstage access, I cannot tell you how many points I would score with my Monsta X fan if I was able to do something special. I was actually hoping they were doing some media where we could have them in studio for an uncomfortable interview.
Yeah, this show is friend to the Korean boy band.
It is. This is at Verizon, right?
Yeah. Formerly Verizon, now known as the Theater at Grand Prairie.
Theater at Grand Prairie. Yeah, don't we know the mayor out there? Isn't that a city-owned deal?
We know the chief of police. Oh, yeah, we had the mayor on, too.
Yeah.
He loved you, remember?
Yeah, that's who I need to call. I need to call the mayor and the chief of police and see if they can get me backstage with Monsta X.
Jeez. All right, that's Candidate 2. Candidate 3, biggest show coming to town this week. Friday night at the Toyota Music Factory in Irving. It's a twin bill featuring Jimmy Eat World and Third Eye Blind. Don't write yourself off yet. It's only in your head
you feel left out. Gosh. Look down on. It's so 90s.
Absolutely destroy the song.
This is one of my go-to
whips. It just takes some time.
I just keep going down and down and down and down. Oh,
here we go.
Third Eye Blind song.
Oh, boy, Jim. It just takes
some time. All right, that's Candidate 3. Candidate 4, biggest show coming to town this week. Saturday night at Dos Equis Pavilion. It's a triple header featuring Beck, Cage the Elephant, and Spoon. In the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey. Butane in my veins and mouth to kill the chunky with the plastic eyeballs. Spray paint the vegetables, dog food stalls with the beefcake pantyhose. Kill the headlights and put it in neutral. Stock car flaming with the loser and the cruise control. Babies in Reno with the vitamin D. Got a couple of couches. Sleep on the love seat. Someone came saying I'm insane to complain about. I'm a large to quite large Beck fan.
Really?
Yes. I think he's awesome.
Cross that song.
All right, sing this chorus. What language is it in? What? I got that for you.
Also a big Spoon fan. They've got a lot of good
spoons.
Stuff.
Spoons.
Spoons. Forces of evil and a bozo nightmare. Ban all the music with a phony gas chamber because one's got Beck, not to be confused with Jeff Beck, who I consider to be the master.
He is the master. Jeff Beck's
the master.
All right, that's Candidate 4. Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Saturday night at the Southside Ballroom, Papa Roach.
Cut my life into pieces.
Thank you.
This is my last resort.
Well, thank you, guys. No breathing.
Oh, Norm sang.
Uh-oh, some guy's testing an amp at Guitar Center.
They're fun.
Cut my life into pieces.
You know, you've been making fun of guys testing amps at Guitar Center for like 20 years, but every time I go into Guitar Center, there is a guy doing that.
I know it. Well, and he's always way too loud, and I just...
way too metal.
Yes. And you're testing it for way too long.
I mean, he's gay. Excuse me, he's blind.
Okay, all right.
All right, candidate 5. And finally, yes. Candidate 6. Biggest show coming to town this week. Also Saturday night at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth. Fittingly, Billy Bob Thornton.
We know the sparkling ahead. Honey,
Billy
I
Bob.
Gave you a call.
Playing it,
she owns the place at which she is playing because the place is called Billy Bob's, and his name, the name before his last name, is Billy.
Right?
His name is Billy Bob Thornton. But if you take off the Thornton, then it's just Billy Bob, and if you make that possessive and then apply it to
die,
and you find it is the same.
Yeah.
We've had an uncomfortable interview with Billy Bob Thornton about his music.
Hasn't he been on twice
about his music?
He has been on twice, yes.
He's not in the 3-time club with David Stern.
Or John Turturro.
But he's in the 2-time club.
Billy Bob singing there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know I tried to keep the job.
He's very serious about his music. And you guys may remember the very uncomfortable interview that he had with Guillaume Gomeshi.
Oh, yeah.
Before his fall from grace on Q. Which is a... And Q, Q, Q. And it was so tense. Oh, my gosh, was that a tense interview.
I don't think he likes to talk about Angelina Jolie either.
Well, when we interviewed him, didn't he pass the phone to his guitarist and they were on a bad phone in a bus, tour bus?
Yeah, that was the second interview.
Oh, really?
I have a note on this.
No, don't care, Norm. We really don't care about that. But Sling Blade, still one of my favorite, maybe my favorite movie of all time is Sling Blade. I want you guys to know that about me.
I think we already knew that.
Did you? It's between Sling Blade and Life of Brian. It's being my favorite movie of all time.
Okay. Great ones. Billy Bob has been married 6 times and has 4 children. That is wild. All right, let's vote.
Okay.
Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number 1 tonight at the American Airlines Center, Adam Lambert and Queen? Candidate 2 Thursday at the Theater at Grand Prairie, Monsta X. Candidate 3 Friday at Toyota Music Factory in Irving, Jimmy Eat World and Third Eye Blind. Candidate 4 Saturday at Dos Equis Pavilion, Beck, Cage the Elephant, and Spoon. Candidate 5 Saturday at Southside Ballroom, Papa Roach. Or Candidate 6 Saturday at Billy Bob's, Billy Bob Thornton, George.
Given the fact of where it is and all the hubbub, I'll say Queen.
Porto.
Fake Queen.
I've got to go with Monsta X, and still putting the shout out to the mayor and police chief of Grand Prairie because I need the hookup.
It's like more of a demand.
You don't understand the Monsta X influence in my life, George.
Not only do you want tickets, it sounds like you want a police escort to the concert.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. To shake hands, get pictures with my Monsta X fan.
Voting for Sean, we have Ryan.
Give me all the Queen.
Jer.
Yes!
They're not a candidate.
Dancing Queen!
Ooh. Oh, I see. Fernando.
Queen.
I, too, will vote for Adam Lambert and Queen, so 5 votes to 1. Biggest show coming to town this week is tonight at the American Airlines Center, Adam Lambert and Queen.
All right, what's next in the corner?
Well, Giorgio, you promoted that you were going to slice off your own penis.
I did not.
Coming
I read
up
what you
next.
Wrote.